Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. And restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. From Psalm 51. David's secret has been revealed, and his burden brought into the light. David had carried the convictions of his actions on his shoulders, as does an oxen carry the weight of a wooden yoke as it labors to work. The guilt and shame of his actions were affecting everything that he did. God the Father, through Nathan, confronts David with his sins of passion and lust. He confronts him with the theft of life that he took from both Uriah and Bathsheba. And in his lifetime, David's family would suffer turmoil and trouble within because of his choices. We see this too often today in the broken homes, in the free sex that society has adopted as part of its culture. We see it in the children that wander from home to home looking for stability, and from the breakdown of the family unit as a whole. Lust and passion for the fulfillment of sexual desires outside of marriage is an age-old problem, one that has devoured generation after generation until today, when no longer do we recognize the purity of marriage nor the discipline to be or stay committed to each other. David would have to live with the reminder of the choices that he had made, but with those reminders he also had made known to him that if he would turn from those sinful and wicked ways, he would be forgiven, and the guilt and shame of what he had done would be made powerless, and his relationship and communion with the Lord would be restored. When we are consumed by sin, we cannot experience the release that comes from forgiveness. There comes with forgiveness an awakening into the presence of God, into fellowship with Him, as our spirit moans for communion with God when we are away from Him, and when our minds are filled with the sense of dread for actions taken or for thoughts we hang on to. We, like David, feel the burning of shame. We feel that separation from God, but as we hold on to our filth, as we hide in our shame or deny our part, the stench of sin surrounds us, and we find that we are not able to enter into His courts, to enter into the presence of the Most Holy God. David does what each of us is called to do. He confesses and acknowledges to God what he has done, that he has sinned against God and God only. And as the anger subsides from hearing Nathan speak truth, and he is confronted with his own sin, hot tears flow down his face, as the feeling of relief washes over him, and he has not only come clean, but he has been cleansed by the grace of God. Peace comes from confession. There comes a freedom to speak, to open up to God about all things. There comes a rest from the pain and shame in hiding what you have done, or perhaps what you have failed to do. And no longer do you find the need to hide from God, but you empty your burdens at His feet and find restoration by confession, by taking responsibility for what you have done. It is impossible without God to be forgiven of your sin. He alone was sinless, and yet He became sin so that the punishment that we deserve came upon Him. He laid down His life for sinners, the likes of me and you. And when the task that He gave Himself up for was completed, He rested. And he, after 3 days, picked his life back up again, and today he sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting for each of us to confess to him what he knows already. He waits for us to leave our burdens at his feet. You must know that it is for our ears that when we hear our confession pour from our own lips, we cannot deny what it is that we have done. Our confession has pierced the veil that it was hidden behind, and the light in the light, in God's presence, it becomes powerless, no longer having a hold over us. What a different world this may be if more would confess themselves to God, seeking His forgiveness of their sin. What a different world this may be if more would confess themselves to one another, seeking and or giving forgiveness of sin one towards another. Would there be so much hate, so much envy, and so much jealousy? Would there be such a desire to covet what is another's, or to murder and take what belongs to someone else? Would life and the meaning of it be restored, and death no longer be worshipped as a pathway to peace? What would the children be learning today? Or around the tables, what may the conversations sound like? Would our homes be filled with the noise of the television or video games, or might the voices be heard around the table asking questions about the events of the day and what it means if we were to look at them through God's eyes? Have you given what troubles you, what burdens you over to God? For I know my transgressions, my sin is always before me, David says. When we try to conceal what we have done, we bring more pain to the situation. What we may think we have gotten away with has not been missed by God. We only fool ourselves and let ourselves be led further down a path of folly. You can run from the Lord, but you can't hide from him. Adam and Eve tried to hide from him in the garden after eating the forbidden fruit. And when God called out to Adam, he was afraid to see God. You see, having communed with God in the garden and walking and talking with him every day, Adam knew that what he had done would disappoint the Lord, and that he had done the one thing that he had been told not to do. He had been tested and he failed. And then he tried to hide and was found, and he shifted the blame to Eve, but it was brought back to him by the Lord, as he was the one that God had given the instructions to. We cannot shun or shift the responsibility of our actions. We are given a choice in every circumstance, and the choice that we make is the choice that we will answer for by either obeying or rebelling. Are there secrets in your life that keep you in bondage? David said, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. And then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. From Psalm 32. Pretending that something didn't happen will tax the soul. It will drain the life out of the spirit of a man and will leave him leaning towards a pool of despair. Do your burdens keep you awake at night? Do you find yourself wandering in your thoughts, trying to figure out your next move, what it might be, or to figure out how you got where you are today? Do you bathe in a pool of pity or sit and eat from a plate of anger? Don't give up. But give in to the Lord and let him take the guilt and the shame from you. Let him cleanse you and wash you in his blood for the forgiveness of sin. It matters not if what binds you was from a lifetime ago. The weight of what you carry still sits upon your shoulders, and the heaviness of its burdens conceals any joy that you might otherwise know. If you know Jesus and are in a personal relationship with him, then the moment that you begin to even think of what you are intending to say or do, you will feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Denying that feeling is one thing, but acting upon it is another. Let the Holy Spirit lead you into the ways of God and into the peace and rest that he has given those who are his. Sin, if not acknowledged, will eat you up. That little lie that you told, it's been planted. And before you know it, there are sprouts and shoots coming off of it, and it has roots growing deep within you. And as the roots spread, they make it harder and harder to recognize that there's a problem. That thing you did when no one was around to see you was in fact seen by someone. God was there. You must remember that God has said in many different ways that he would never leave you, nor would he forsake you. And that you are never have to be alone or feel alone, because God is always there. In fact, if you were really to look, you will find that he has always been there. We must remember that just as God is with us always, so also is temptation crouching at the door. And with the ears and eyes of God and with his heart teaching us the way, we can learn like a child to recognize those temptations as they approach us. Remember that Satan the tempter can only do what God has allowed him to do. And if we will run to God when the tempter approaches, we will find our strength renewed, and that we have been drawn closer to God our Father by what he has brought us through. And may the peace and rest and joy of the Lord fill your days, and may you keep your eyes upon him always.